This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we finally get a chance here on Dukes and Bell to sit down with the owner of our Atlanta Falcons, a guy that certainly we appreciate having as the owner of our Falcons, as well as Atlanta United. But Arthur Blank, it's good to see you. First and foremost, how you feeling? How you doing?
I'm feeling great, and I'm doing well, and I'm excited about our soccer season, and couldn't be more excited about September 6th when we're playing the Eagles, Super Bowl champs, in Philadelphia. So that's going to be a great kickoff for us. We're excited about it. Looking forward to it.
So many things to talk about. We'll start with what's going on right now with Atlanta United. We both having so much fun. We were up at the headquarters in Marietta, and we saw that framed letter from Don Garber, from the commissioner of the MLS, which I thought was kind of neat, basically saying how you've exceeded all expectations. That's got to make you feel pretty full of pride.
Well, it does, and it's really, you know, Mike, you've known me for a long time. It's not really about me. It's really about Atlanta. It's really about, you know, our fans and the support we've gotten really throughout the city. I expected this to be a great success. People ask me all the time, well, did you expect this level? And I can't say, well, I thought it was going to be, you know. But, it's really exceeded all the expectations that even we had, and we were a confident bunch. But we did, I think, a lot of things really well. We did the right things. We took our time to do them. We made investments in the very best people, great leadership, starting with Darren Eales, our president and CEO of Atlanta United, and a world-leading coach, and Carlos Bocanegra, who was a great player, captain U.S. national team twice, and as our technical director, and who feeds on right down from there to all the folks that are involved in the community activation. And we spent time talking to fans over a four-year period, finding out what they wanted, as usual. We're good listeners, and then we respond. And so it's great to see this. I tell people it's even if you don't know anything about soccer, come to a match. If you're having a down day, either go spend a day with Mike Bell or come to Atlanta United soccer match, one or the other. But you're going to have walk away with smiles. But, I mean, it's you stand up for an hour and a half, and you're rooting and rooting hard. I mean, it's great. So it's wonderful.
Arthur Blank joining us here, guys. Let's talk a little bit about the one-year anniversary in this stadium, because this week we're celebrating that. Obviously, Arthur, we have the Super Bowl coming.
Yep.
Everyone's excited about that. Is this what you expected? Is it everything when they laid out the plans and they brought the blueprints and the 3D images to you and you went, that's what I want? Is it turned out exactly to be exactly what you wanted?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great stadium. We had two goals at the outset. One was to build the finest sports entertainment complex in the United States, and I think we've done that, not because, you know, we say that, but because other people who travel the country and travel the world say that. We wanted to build a facility that was sustainably important. We have LEED Platinum certification, first stadium in the United States to be able to achieve that, and the level of points, which is done on a worldwide basis, no other stadium has ever come close to what we've. So we've accomplished a lot from a stadium perspective. The fan support has been incredible. We understand there's always going to be enhancements, always going to be little changes we have to make. But we think we're in a great place. The roof is functioning well. Thank heavens.
Did that stress you out, though? Was that all that was going on?
Blessings. Did it stress me out? Yeah, it did. I would, you know, I mean, it really, you know, I'm always going to be honest with you, Mike, and all of our fans. But it took a little longer. But, you know, we were told in the beginning, this is a very complex roof. It's an iconic building. It's an iconic roof. You know, we probably didn't understand the full definition of iconic and the full definition of complex. Probably our staff that was involved in building it didn't either. But they've continued to make adjustments and make changes on the fly and refinements. And it's working great now. It opens in 8 minutes, closes in 7 minutes. And for all the events we have here, we can pick and choose based on weather and based on comfort of the fans. Which will be open and which will be closed.
Did you press the button? We make jokes on the show where
I did press the button. Yeah, there is. Well, you know, I did actually press the button. And it was interesting. I had a fan who was selected to join me up there doing it. And, you know, it's a big roof. I mean, each of these eight pedals weighs over 500 tons. And so when we press the button, somehow you expect to be like, you know, a game at home, press a button and open up real quickly. So, you know, but it takes, even when you press the bright button, et cetera, it takes a while. You know, the 8 minutes seems to kind of grind along, but we all felt good about it when we did our official opening this year.
It's Arthur Blank with us here live on Dukes and Bell as we're celebrating the year anniversary of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You got the soccer team, you got the stadium, which is part of your legacy, and now waiting on a Super Bowl win. Has being an owner been as heartbreaking as you thought it would be, or did you think you'd have a Super Bowl championship by now?
Well, I think, you know, that's the ultimate hope for every owner in every community, every city, every team, is to, you know, play and win the Super Bowl. Obviously, we've played in it twice in our history recently. Had a great opportunity to win. We didn't finish, and we don't finish. You don't finish. So, but we have a really good team, I believe. I have a better team than I think we've had in the last 2 or 3 years, and I think we're ready to compete. The NFL is designed for parity. I think there's ways to unseat parity, and I think we do it with our facilities and our coaching staff and our players and our player evaluations. So we're looking forward to the season, but it's going to be a competitive season. And, you know, with the leadership of our coach and players and a little bit of God willing, we'll be the first team ever to play in the Super Bowl in the city that's hosting it. So that's a long way to make that happen. Gotta take it a week at a time.
Speaking of being stressed out, when you got the Julio news here in the offseason, how did you feel? Because when we heard, everybody was like, what's going on?
Yeah, I actually felt fine about it. The reason I felt fine about it is because at the May owners meeting, which was here in Atlanta, one of the media had asked me, well, how do you feel about Julio? And I said, listen, Julio's going to be a Falcon for life. He's a great young man. He's a great football player. He cares about a lot of the things outside of football that we also care about. He's been a great leader on our team. He's picked up where Roddy White left off in terms of leadership in that room. And his production on the field has been terrific. So that's what I said. And, you know, 3 days later, and, you know, it wasn't directed at Julio, but 3 days later, Julio responded when he was asked the question in a very similar way. He said, I'm going to be a Falcon for life, et cetera. So, you know, I knew at the level of myself and Julio, without talking to him directly, that we were connected, as I always felt we have been, and that it was just a matter of time until, you know, we had to go through the process with Thomas and his agent. And, you know, there's a dance that they have to go through and make sure that, you know, he's being compensated fairly based on the marketplace, and I think he is today. And we look forward to seeing his production this year and in the future.
It's Arthur Blank with us here on Dukes and Bell Live on the one-year anniversary of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The NFL, between the anthem issue, we got work stoppage potentially 2020. Do you think the league's in a good place, or you need a little more leadership to make sure everything's going to keep running smoothly?
Well, I don't know about work stoppage. That would be news to me. But I think that's clearly not what we're intended, and it's not what the players want, it's not what the owners want, so I don't even view that as a possibility. It's always a possibility, but I don't view it as a real possibility. I think on the anthem, I think I'm actually encouraged, because most importantly, the NFLPA, the union for the players, and the NFL are sitting down and talking together about what's the best solution. I will tell you that 2,000 players in the NFL, they have tremendous commitment to the military, to our national anthem, to the flag. Probably disproportionately, they've had parents, siblings active in the military service over many, many years, and so they have some issues that, you know, they want to focus in on, and issues which I think are need to be heard. We'd like to move it from protest to progress, and I think we're doing that effectively, not only in our club, but we have our version of the Players Coalition, and they've asked us to respond to a number of issues, and we're doing it in collaboration with them, alongside them. But the league is doing that as well, and I happen to serve on that committee, and I know the league is taking that work seriously, and the Players Coalition is taking that work seriously as well. So I see real progress being made, and we would like all our players to stand for the national anthem, and they would like to stand, and they do. So we hope that that we move away from that, and the focus again is continue to be on issues and not on on protest.
Things you've said, Arthur, and I commend you for the way that you've handled it. Not all NFL owners have handled that situation the way you have, in talking with your players and having that communication open. Here on Dukes and Bell, Arthur Blank, the owner of our Atlanta Falcons, if you could go back from the time you bought this team to now and you could change something, or you say, that's something I wish I would have known back then, what would it be?
Well, I think that, you know, if I knew back when I first bought the team that, you know, that Michael Vick was involved with dogfighting, I would have spent, you know, a lot of time with him. Did spend time with him, but would have spent much more time with him if that was an issue that I was aware of, and him understanding and the community understanding why that was not the right thing for him to be engaged with, or not the right thing for anybody to be engaged with. Not because I own four dogs, but because obviously it's just wrong for the, you know, all the wrong reasons, all the right reasons. So I'd say that, you know, we could have, you know, saved Michael from going through a year and a half, 2 years in prison that he spent, put his family through a very difficult time. But on the flip side of it, I'm proud of Michael because he's come back and I believe he's a changed man. He's committed to the community. He's committed to communities across the country. He's speaking on a regular basis, like probably every week, to young people about, you know, the impact of choices, the choices they need to make, and the right choices versus the wrong choices. And I think he's making a difference in that way. So, you know, you scratch the skin of any man or woman, you're going to find somebody who's made some mistakes. I think importantly, you grow from them, you learn from them, and you become a better person. And I think that Michael has.
Wrapping up with Arthur Blank here. Again, thanks for the cheaper concessions, which is great for us season ticket holders. Last question for us. We have our own beer.
Right. I knew that'd be important to you, Michael.
Is there any way we can maybe get our beer in the building? You think that's an option?
We're going to have our own beer in the building. Yeah. Yeah. We announced that along with the most recent round of reductions in food and beverage pricing is our own beer. And we did. It was interesting. I wasn't part of the process, but we should have gotten you, Mike. Darn it all. But we tested it with both our soccer fans and our football fans, and so we ended up with the right blend, the beer component that they're looking for. So I haven't tasted it myself. I'm anxious to do that. I think the food and beverage deal is a really big deal to be voted number one in Major League Soccer, number one in the NFL for the fan experience, and will be awarded nationally for our food and beverage initiatives, which is another way to say thank you to the fans and to have an opportunity to set an example that's now being followed by a number of teams, the NFL and college ball, is really important. So we've got probably seven or eight examples between the NFL and college. So it's great.
Arthur, thank you so much for jumping on here with us.
Thank you.
On Dukes and Bell. We appreciate you and looking forward to a great season and obviously hosting the Super Bowl. So much to look forward to. Thank you again.
I thank you, and my dial is set to 92.9 when I get in my car. And that's you can come by anytime when I'm leaving the house, and you'll hear 92.9.
That's all we need. That's all we need to hear.
That's all we need.
That's all
true.
We need to hear. Thanks, boss. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.